would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Our theme for the month is grief, and today's topic is the loss of a child. And this is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to join us for our next class over on our Om Times Learn It Live platform coming up on March 26th. That's a Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And after our show last week, I was actually guided to shift gears a little bit with our topic. And we will be, I will be teaching how to talk to dead people. And so in this class coming up on the 26th, I will be doing a group hypnosis experience in communicating with your loved one in spirit. And I'm telling you, this is most profound. I did this with my mother, and we contacted my father. And I tell you, during the hypnosis, she was crying, and I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I should wake her up. And at the end, she came out, and she was like, oh my gosh, Julie, it was amazing. Your father was sitting right next to me on the couch, and we were talking, and it was so beautiful, and oh my goodness, what an incredible experience. So I'm very thrilled to be sharing this with everyone coming up March 26th. Again, you can register for that class over at bit.do/Julie Geigel. And the first three people are free. I will be posting that code over in our break room. So be sure to check that out and register if you're interested in communicating with your loved one. All right, Metatron is absolutely ready this morning here. So I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And then take three deep breaths with me. Here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here on this exciting day of communicating and connecting with your loved ones in spirit, but most especially for those who have a child in spirit. We choose not to say words such as death or loss, as your nature is not one of death and loss. Your nature is one of eternal, infinite, always everlasting. And so take a moment with us now to call in your loved one, to call in all of your loved ones in spirit, for you come with a whole lineage of angels and spiritual beings that desire to communicate with you here today. So take a nice deep breath. Opening up this communication, opening up this portal, allowing a clear and perfect connection with all of your loved ones in spirit. And how do you know your loved one in spirit is actually here with us today? It is the love that you feel in your heart that is deep and everlasting, that serves as the beautiful bridge, the beautiful connection. To this light, to this spirit. And as you continue to focus on this feeling of love and gratitude for this opportunity, your connection grows stronger and deeper, opening wider. Releasing and dissolving all fears and doubts. Releasing and dissolving any blocks or interference. Releasing and dissolving any thoughts that you are doing something wrong or you're not getting it right. Simply allow the beautiful connection of love to open up this communication now. And we would like to offer special comfort to grieving parents today. And we would like to offer the thought, what if there were no accidents? What if what happened was meant to happen? What if it was all part of the divine plan? And you were fully and completely aware of this before you came into this body, and so too was your loved one. And you made this agreement together to have this experience. What if you did nothing wrong, but everything right? We invite you to open up to this truth, for it is real. There is a divine plan in your life. And when you begin to move through your grief and surrender, your blaming of yourself, letting go, and allowing God to move into your heart with love and grace, you will begin the evolution of your change. That is the purpose of the experience that you contracted with that loved one. And beautiful things will begin to unfold in your life. As you merge with the pain and become one with all that is, your loved one in spirit also becomes one with you. And you are forever connected. There is never any loss or death. It is merely a changing of worlds. And when you embrace the change, you open up to a whole new level of being with your loved one in spirit, of connecting and experiencing their love and their energy. Take a deep breath now and open up to this truth, allowing it to heal your pain like a salve over an open wound. You have done nothing wrong. You have done everything right. Your loved one is happy and free and comes here with much joy and love in their heart for you. Much gratitude for engaging in this experience with them, for they know it is not an easy one for you. Feel the love. Feel the joy. And allow this to fuel you as you move through these moments of grief. I am Metatron. And I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. And don't forget to join us for our class this month on March 26th, How to Talk to Dead People. You can sign up over at www.bit.do/Julie Geigel. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. And be sure to call in with your questions at 1-202-570-7057.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for those wise words from Metatron. As a channeler, I work with a master teacher from the Akashic Records named Jacob. He's the leader of a higher dimensional group of beings I met after my first Reiki training many years ago. I'm a professional psychic medium based out of the Los Angeles area who does readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. As a psychic medium, I not only communicate with the spirit world, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection to those who are living, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including their past lives. Aside from my one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State. I'll be back again in Western New York in late May. Lori Walker and I will be doing a demonstration of mediumship in Santa Ana, Saturday, March 18th, with the wonderful Arthur Findlay College tutor, Chris Drew. I also frequently do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to becoming a psychic medium full-time. More details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuler. And also, for any of our listeners who may be in the Los Angeles area, today we have a free giveaway opportunity. If you'd like to win two free tickets to see Lori and Susan, that's me and Lori, with the amazing British medium Chris Drew on Saturday night, just be the first person to call in at 202-570-7057, and you will get the tickets. So let me switch gears now as I ask Jacob to step forward. Good day to all of you today. We offer you much love and compassion on this, a new day of opportunities and growth. We would like to begin today's topic by allowing your bodies to take a breath. So please follow along as we lead you with this simple exercise. Breathe in deeply, allowing your stomach to fully expand. Hold that for two counts and slowly release any of the old energy. We begin this way today because today's topic is a sensitive and painful topic. As humans, death is painful enough when a loved one has lived a full life. But as a parent, it feels the natural course of action to believe that the parent should pass before their child. But as many of you have experienced firsthand, this is not always how it works. We are not here today to explain the ways of your world, but rather discuss how those who are left behind can better cope with the traumatic loss, and how those of you who support these people can better do so as well. First off, we need all of you to realize the pain felt with the loss of a child will never go away. There simply will not be a time when a parent who has lost a child will go back to normal. There will simply be before my child died and after my child died for these people. So expecting anything different would be inhumane. For those of you going through the loss directly, this does not mean, however, that your lives are over. Far from it. But life has taken on a very different meaning. You are the brave ones, and although your grief may cause a disconnect at first, your children are still very close to you, though you may now feel them in a different way. Be kind to yourself, for we understand that most parents go through a period of feeling guilt that they were not able to save their child. But some things are beyond your human capabilities, so we remind you to be patient and loving with the way you handle yourself. You are not at fault, and there simply is no reason for why a child dies. This does not mean there isn't meaning that may come from their passing, but that will be different for each one of you experiencing this loss and how you wish to process it. Some of you will take your pain and direct it into pursuits that help others who are grieving, or work for causes and the like. Some of you may go through sharp changes in your life paths because of these deaths. We commend you for finding ways to cope and help support each other, for much healing may be obtained this way. This is the ultimate healing and love you can give one another, and we continue to be in awe of the way many of you rise to the occasion, taking your own pain and channeling it into helping others deal with their own. No two situations are ever the same in the death of a child, so we ask you to keep from comparing yourself to other parents. This is why it is so important to be kind and loving to yourself. You will also find a deeper, kinder place in your heart for others now too. Many of you will experience such a great loss that you may be unable to feel your child near you in the spirit world, but fear not. They are still by your side. Sometimes the grief your human bodies hold will serve as a block, but we ask you to be patient and be open, for there will be many signs and messages your children will send your way. After a time, you will learn to discern their new way of communicating if you allow it to unfold naturally. We ask you to learn to rely on one another, perhaps in ways you have never done before. Ask for help when you need it. Be there for each other. The death of a child will make you feel more vulnerable than you ever have before. Help others to deal with these new emotions as well. We have spent time speaking about those who have lost their children, but we would like now to address those of you
who may be related to or are friends and acquaintances of those who have lost their children. For there is much you can do to aid and support these special grievers. For these parents, they have lost a child, but this does not mean they don't want to speak about them. Quite the opposite is true. Speaking of their child and sharing memories about their son or daughter allows their child to come back to life for a time. It permits parents and loved ones the opportunity to remember the happy times, to share, reflect. Be grateful that these special people were in their lives, if even for a brief time. Whether a parent loses a child in a miscarriage or when they are 60 years old as an adult, a parent feels a profound sense of loss. Allowing these parents the opportunity to express themselves is monumental in their daily living, as well as in their healing process. And although we in no way wish to imply one can heal from the loss of a child, we do know that a parent can learn to cope with this loss. So those of you who have not lost a child but who know someone, no matter how distant, ask them about their son or daughter. Allow this parent to share the beauty of their child with you. What made them special or unique? Their child is never far from their thoughts. So don't think you will make them sad. Actually, it is just the opposite. Each day is a special new challenge for the parent of an angel. Anniversaries, holidays, birthdays, weddings, graduations. These are all days that remind a parent that their child is not here with them. All the hopes and dreams they had, like walking their child down the aisle or holding a grandchild in their arms, may have died with that child. So regardless if it has been one day or 35 years, this is a pain that will never leave. So be patient and loving to one another. Ask these parents how they are that day. Be aware of the words that leave your mouth around a bereaving parent when you complain about your own children. For these parents would happily welcome any messy room, bad report card, or other issue to just have one day again with their child. Yes, we understand it may be painful to lose your animal. But perhaps it's better to avoid discussing this with a person who has lost a son. Once again, we remind you of your connectedness. You truly are all one. So remember, you are placed in each other's paths to love and support one another. So even if that means you are asked to come face to face with something that may terrify you, such as the loss of your own child, we ask you to rise to the occasion and put your own fears aside and help those in need, those who have lost their children. You may be the light in the darkness for another person in need. Help them to see the way, to light their way with hope, love, and compassion. Once again, this is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Up next, the lovely Lori Walker will be channeling Rialto. Thank you and have a blessed day.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Lori Walker, and thank you so much, Susan Schuler, for the wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. My name is Lori Walker, and for the past 30 years, I've been a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and a nurse midwife. I've been delivering baby spirits to loving families, and since becoming a spiritual medium and trans channel for the last 10 years, I consider myself a midwife to spirit, bringing spirit to your loving families. And here on Angel Talk Tuesday, I'm blessed to channel Rialta. She's from the angelic realm, and she represents a group of angels who initially called themselves We Are Many, but is now known as Rialta. Additionally, I offer private and group psychic and/or mediumship readings. I'm a multidimensional healer and do house clearings. I do relationship readings for partners and families with new babies, and then I enjoy doing public demonstrations of mediumship. I've also been hosting a spiritual development group for many years, and I mentor budding mediums. I offer these services in my hometown actually, in San Clemente, California, or on Skype, FaceTime, or by phone. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer, and that's where I post inspirational quotes and upcoming events. Also, you can check out my website for two free gifts of meditations that are by myself, and that's at Lori, L-O-R-R-I, Walker.com. And as Susan mentioned earlier, we are thrilled to be hosting the international medium, Chris Drew, this Saturday night on March 18th at 7 p.m. in Santa Ana. And we're hoping that some of you can come and join us, and we're going to be giving away those two free tickets today as well. So if you can give me just a moment to blend with Rialta, we will be able to hear her message today. Greetings, dear ones. Again, we come with gratitude and appreciation for that which the channel provides. For we see that our channel, Lori, has apprehension about the topic of discussion today. We come to speak upon a topic which has great emotional significance, great emotional impact, great emotional turmoil. We understand that the questioning today has to do with grief. Grief surrounding the passing of a child, the passing of perhaps your own child, or it could be the passing of someone else's child who has touched your life. This soul is in the form of a child. We say this because all souls are ageless. It is only in the human form where we delineate the passage of time, and it is called age. We ask that you keep this perspective in the forefront of your mind
as we make these observations from our perspective with regards to the loss of a child. We say, we see, and we observe it is the passing or transition of a soul through the physical into the beyond, heaven, as many of you call it. We do believe it can be heaven. Heaven. We see the soul's passing can create much heartbreak for those who remain in the physical. For those souls who remain in the physical may have the perspective that the child did not have an opportunity to live a full life, that they may not have had the impact on the world or the family or friends that they could have had they the opportunity to stay longer in the physical form. It is our perspective that perhaps the impact which they have had on family, friends, the world is significant. Who is to say that their life did not have significance or impact on those who surround them? Souls come to this existence with intention. At times, the intention is for their own path of development. At other times, the intention is for the path of development of another. Perhaps the path of their mother, their father, their brother, sister, aunt, uncle, of all these people who they have touched while in the physical. They may have had the intention of being a catalyst in the spiritual development for those who have come, they have come in contact with. This is one possible intention. It is one intention which we have observed many, many, many times. This is again that these souls have come into physical form to be the catalyst for the spiritual development for others. For how many of you have sought spirit, sought understanding and belief in the beyond, sought an opportunity to pray or seek out the guidance or comfort of angels because of the transition of someone you love? We ask you to contemplate, to meditate upon this observation. It is possible that these souls have come to this transition to what you call death as a choice. We ask you to observe that it is not a sacrifice. We say that it is a great possibility that many of these souls have made this transition for the development, the advancement of you. Yes, you. We ask you to hold this possibility in your mind, to take a few moments to contemplate this possibility. Ask for an affirmation. Is this so? Look inside your heart. Ask these questions of spirit, God, goddess, all that is. Could it be that this soul has come with the intention and has made the decision to transition for the betterment of others? Look inside your heart. What is it that you feel? Is there truth? Truth for you? Regardless of the truth for others. Is this truth, this message of truth for you? Dear ones, we know there is much love for you even before you had your physical presence and form, even before this child who has transitioned was born into physical existence. The love and intention was there for you. This love goes on. It continues. For this child may be younger in chronological years in your physical time. Their soul, their development may be a more advanced, or shall we say a more progressed stage than yours prior to your incarnation. Has this child come forth to raise your enlightenment, to raise your awareness of your aspect of God? For you are part of God, and the child who has transitioned is part of God. This God is helping you to become more aware of the truth, that we go on and we are all with God. We ask you to embrace these concepts for your comfort and stillness in your heart. For if there is truth in this for you, you will recognize it. It will resonate in your heart. The recognition is a choice. You will resonate with this if there is truth for you. If you are ready to take the next step in your own spiritual awareness and development, this is an opportunity for this to occur. This is an opportunity which was intended by the soul which has transitioned. This child who came in small form with a large soul, who wishes to light the next step on your path for your advancement. We give you these words for your consideration, and we do so with great love. Thank you. Again, this is Lori Walker channeling Rialta of the angelic realm. You can find me over at loriwalker.com. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeling coming up in our next segment. Also, if you have any questions or comments about the messages, or you're interested in a mini reading, please call in at 202-570-7057.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trans channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And thank you, Lori, for that beautiful message. That was our lovely Lori Walker channeling Rialta with some powerful, powerful thoughts for us today and dealing with the loss of a child. And so we are going to go ahead and take a few minutes just to highlight some of the great points that were made today during our channeling. And again, we are taking live callers. So if you have a question or comment on today's show, we have about 10 minutes to hear from you at 1-202-570-7057. And Chris, feel free to interrupt us at any time if we get a call. All right, so Susan, if we could start off with Metatron's message today.
You know, Julie, it was very, very powerful to listen to. I especially loved he was talking about how do you know your loved ones with spirit, but just especially there's like, God, there's so many things that he said that I wrote down. I was like scribbling away here. But your nature is not one of death and loss. Your nature is one of infinite, everlasting. I mean, to me, it was just like, wow, that's because we do get wrapped up in the human aspect of the death of a child, you know, losing someone like that. But it's amazing when you realize that it goes on and on. It's like this is our soul development. And because we're humans, I think it's just interesting how we have a hard time kind of getting our heads around that concept. But it's the most interesting thing about your whole channel, quite frankly. You asked at one point, or he asked at one point, to like invite our spirit people in. And as I'm sitting in my room, all of my lights started flickering behind me. And that doesn't always happen to me. And it's like, I'm like, wow, this is pretty, you know, pretty amazing. And I mean, it went like that throughout most of your channel. So I really enjoyed that, I have to say, because to me that was like a physical demonstration of it.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. Lori, any thoughts?
Yes, I loved how Jacob was kind of guiding the audience to have their own experience of mediumship and how he talked about, well, how do you know that your loved ones are here? And the message came back that it was the love in your heart, which is Rialta said something similar. And I just thought, it's just so lovely. I love it when all of our angels really are coming from the same place with the same kind of message. And so I thought that was unique that Jacob really
I think you're referring,
kind of taught.
Lori, let me just clarify. Are you talking about Metatron's channeling or Susan?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. No, I am talking about
good.
Metatron.
Okay,
I've got a little cold.
Like, Metatron said that.
I'm not 100% today. But I agree. It was Metatron who was talking about having that experience and giving the audience that opportunity today to really feel their loved ones with them. That was really beautiful. And that also, and reminding them that there's a divine plan in your life. That's a huge message. It's a short sentence with a huge message. And I just appreciated that.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And I think, you know, sometimes that's actually the number one question I get from people who have lost or had a loved one in spirit is, I can't feel them. How do I know they're there? They're not with me. And it's like, you know, when they pop into your mind, they're with you. Just thinking about them, the thought of them brings their energy to you. And, you know, that love in your heart, feel that warm, fuzzy feeling of love. Once you wade through that blame and the guilt and the anger and the frustration, I know Rialta shared with us last week about how the lower vibrational emotions will block our connection and our communication. So I think if you did not hear our messages last week, please be sure to go back and listen to those, because those were very powerful too in opening up that communication and really understanding, really knowing and believing in your heart that they are with you. All right, mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and take a peek at Susan. Jacob's channeling today was amazing. I always love to listen to Jacob. Mm-hmm. He is so grounded and so on point. And I think, you know, the number one message with Jacob that really hit home for me is, if you don't have a loved one in spirit or a child in spirit, and you're the friend of someone, it's important for you to be there for that person, no matter if it's been a day or 30 years. And don't ignore the topic. Don't turn away or shy away from, if you see a look in their eye or you can feel their pain or their grief, open that chapter, open that book and say, hey, how's it going? Or, you know, this might remind you of your child. How are you doing? I just really, really thought that was a beautiful message, because I think that mm-hmm. it is a topic we shy away from, and it is something that we don't want to forge into, but we are here to love and support each other, and there are opportunities to be that light in the darkness. Any thoughts, Lori, on Jacob's channeling?
I agree. It was like a big neon sign for me when Jacob mentioned that speaking about the lost child allows them to live again. Well, that's really beautiful, really beautiful. And that allowing the parent to share in their memories brings that child back, because it's just allows them to relive those experiences, to feel them closer. By remembering those loved ones, it reignites their heart. And as Jacob said, it does. Don't worry that it's going to make them sadder by talking about it. You're actually reminding them of the love they have in their heart, you know. And that was just such a big one for me. I really enjoyed hearing that and being reminded of that.
Absolutely. Susan?
You know, it's interesting. Very often when you'll ask people who you may not know have lost children, and you say, so do you have kids? You know, just like typical conversation that you make with someone. There's that awkwardness, because you can tell it's like they want to talk about their child, but it's like, how do you say? Do you say, I have three children, or I have two children, I had one child? There's just an awkwardness that shouldn't be. And it always pains me when I see that happen to somebody who I'm close with, because the minute the words come out of the person, you can see the person in front of them feels awkward, because they're put in a position right now, like, do I talk about this? Don't I talk about this? Do we? And to me, it's like, talk about it. And I think that's wonderful that he said that, because it's like they want to talk about it. They want to tell you how terrific their kid was. You know, I mean, you just see a parent come to life, you know, so I love that.
Absolutely. All right. And let's just shift over to Lori here with Rialta. She had a beautiful message as well. And it's interesting because Rialta really focused on how the intention for that soul, wasn't to live a life of 100 years. The intention for that soul was to live maybe a day or a year or a few years. But many, many, many times the intention for that soul is to be a catalyst for spiritual development for others. So that was just like, wow, what a big mission. What a big mission for a tiny spirit, for a tiny fraction of your life, involved in your life. Very, very powerful, and so much value with that. Susan, any thoughts on that?
You know, and you do, especially doing this work, you do see how people, it does make a catalyst. It does make things happen in people's lives. I mean, how many mediums do we know who have gotten them into mediumship because somebody they would love very close to them passed? How many people do we know who started organizations. I mean, I think of my sister, for one, who's now started her own chapter of Compassionate Friends because she lost her daughter. You know, I mean, these are all things that wouldn't have happened. So this person, in their passing, played a huge role in affecting so many other people in a way that they probably wouldn't have had they lived. You know, it is a catalyst.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful message there. And blessings to your sister. That's a huge task to undertake. But what a beautiful beacon of light she will be for many. Lori, any thoughts on your channeling?
Yes. You know, I was apprehensive about channeling this, and Rialta mentions that in the beginning. I have seen many people lose children. I haven't lost any. But I was so I was afraid of it. I just didn't know what was going to come through. And I felt like the message really, really was beautiful. And she reminded us that we're ageless. You know, you can have a tiny little body with this huge soul who may be even more advanced in our spiritual development than the parent or the friend or the sister who's there. And that I loved how they said that the transition that we call death, she said, was to think about that these souls have made, had the intention and made the choice, not the sacrifice, but the choice to be that catalyst. I thought was beautiful.
Beautiful. I love that, the words there, Lori. Thank you. Thank you so much, girls. This was an amazing show today. And thank you, everyone, our listeners, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.